Dear Journal, this was career week at school. Mr. Shalaki, our guidance counselor, gave us this test to tell you which career would be perfect for you.
Just one moment, Douglas, and Mr. Computer will figure out the answer for us.
I wondered what it would say about me. Maybe I'd be an architect.
Oh, I can't wait.
Or a pilot. Or maybe a secret agent.
Oh, my gosh. Huh? This is super.
Oh, what does it say, Mr. Shalaki?
Only that Douglas Funny is just about the luckiest boy on the block. You're going to be...
Yeah?
A corporate executive.
A what? A mistake, Mr. Shalaki. I don't know anything about business.
What's that? You hear that knocking? What is that?
It's you, Mr. Shalaki.
It's Mr. Opportunity Doug. That's who's knocking. And besides, the hanky schmerengy life choice decider is never wrong. See? This is you here in my office right now. This bump is high school. Here you are getting A's in business. And then after college, you're off like a rocket, Doug!
But couldn't I be, a secret agent instead? Or a forest ranger?
Douglas, this is the week when we put away childish things. It's time for you to get in touch with your inner adult.
But, Mr...
Shh! Wait! Hear that, Doug? Hear that old train whistle calling? It's that career train! And she's a-pulling into Funny Station! Listen, what's she saying? Business... Business, business, business!
This was terrible. I didn't know anything about business. The next day, some of us were sent to Bluffco Industries to learn about our jobs and work on a career week project. Everybody else had really cool jobs.
Art director? That's great, Chalky. That means you'll be working right across from me. I'm an inventor.
During last year's career week, the class made some cruddy bumper stickers, and Skunky Beaumont sold so many that he bought himself a boat.
Wow. What project should we make?
How about some cruddy bumper stickers?
Well, we can't decide till we find out who's in charge. I wonder who gets to be the executive.
You, Doug?
Wow, really, Doug?
Yeah.
I'll trade you.
Why would Doug want to be an art director when he's going to be a rich businessman like my father?
Rich?
Me? Thanks to a simple class project, Doug Funny became the youngest millionaire ever. And here's the result. This complex is so enormous that a person has to rely on these large suction tubes to get around. Here we go. Whoa! Here in Doug Cohn's recreation room, Doug has a complete root beer bar, a whole arcade of video games, and a built-in lake for fishing. Here's the library of over 10,000 comic books, thousands drawn by Doug himself.
Maybe being a corporate executive wouldn't be so bad after all.
Come on, Doug, what do you say? You could be head of the art department.
Well, maybe I'll stay an executive.
Welcome aboard, young man.
Thank you, Mr. Bluff.
Don't call me Mr. Bluff, Doug. Call me Captain Bluff. Every year I bring young up-and-coming executives here to get their sea legs. Making these projects and selling them at school is the first step on the road to world domination. To a career in business, you see.
But if I can ask, Mr. Bluff, what am I supposed to do exactly?
Fair question. There are just three rules a successful businessman has to know, Doug. Number one, decide. Number two, direct. Number three, delegate. Decide, direct, delegate. Say it with me.
Decide, direct, delegate.
Brilliant. You're an able water dog, you are. There's only one thing I can give you to help you in your quest. But remember, only use this when things get really tough.
It's the key to the executive squash room.
Wow!
Anchors away now. I expect to see a really great project from you. Dismissed!
The first thing we had to do was decide what project we were going to make.
It's impossible for us to make shoes, Skeeter. We don't have that kind of equipment.
A tiny shoe? Very small?
We need something simple. Something everyone will buy.
Decide, direct, delegate. Suddenly, I had it. I decided that the helicopter landing pad should be right next to the comic book room after I made my first million. Yeah. Then, about an hour later...
A bookmark. That's what we can make. Cool. It's simple, easy to make. I know. We can put the school seal on them.
What do you think, Doug?
Huh? Sure.
Great, BB. You go pick out what kind of paper we'll make the bookmarks out of. Skeeter, what? You design them, and I'll draw the school seal.
That's when the trouble started.
Ta-da!
Isn't that awful big for a bookmark, BB? I was thinking of something tiny, you know, like something that would fit inside a book.
No, Doug. This is the material I want to make the bookmarks out of. I just need your approval.
But, Doug... Won't these cost a lot more than paper bookmarks?
Yes, but they'll be so fashionable. We'll sell twice as many. Or I guess we could just do them on plain old junky paper.
Well, paper would be cheaper, but this is nice. Well, I don't know.
You have to decide, Doug. You're the executive.
Yo, Doug, come quick. I got something to show you.
I'll be right back.
But, Doug, we need a decision. This can't wait.
It turned out Skeeter had this amazing idea to add a reading light on top of the bookmark so people could read in the dark. This was going to make our project great. Wow, cool, Skeet. This will be the best project ever. I got to go tell the others. Whoa.
You got to see this. What do you think?
Oh, no. This is awful. It turned out he couldn't draw. I had to help him. Before I could finish that, Connie had to see me.
Doug, come quick! You're the executive! You gotta decide!
Because they had started to cut the bookmarks out of fabric before BB found out about the reading light. No, wait, that was after Connie figured out that with the changes and mistakes so far, the bookmarks were gonna cost almost $75 each. And Skeeter kept changing it to look like something else. And Chalky still couldn't draw. It was a disaster.
Doug!
I did the only thing I could.
Quiet!
Hold it. Doug wants to say something.
I just needed time to think. I really hate this. What was I going to do? Could I really spend the rest of my life hiding like this?
I saw him come in here.
There he goes.
Come on, Doug.
The one thing Doug doesn't have is any time to spend in his plush quarters. This is how he spent every day of his life.
Oh, no.
Being a corporate executive was the last thing I wanted. But what did I really want to be? And what would I tell Mr. Shellacky? Suddenly, I had it.
He locked himself in, Daddy.
What is the meaning of this, young man?
Only that I've come to a decision, Mr. Bluff.
Well, never mind that. You're fired.
Oh, you can't fire me, Mr. Bluff. I'm a kid. I don't work here.
Oh. Well, at least give me my key back.
I'm still in charge of this project, Mr. Bluff. And you said the first thing an executive has to do is decide, right? Well, I was a pretty bad businessman up to now. I couldn't make up my mind. But now, I've decided. I want Chalky to be in charge. I think he'll make a better corporate exec than me.
Gosh, thanks, Doug.
But what are you gonna do, Doug? You're gonna be Mr. Shellacky?
Hey, that's a funny drawing, Doug.
Wait, are you saying that's what we should do?
I can draw all the teachers, and we can print them on the bookmarks.
We'll sell a ton of these at school. You're a genius, Doug.
Oh, nice job.
So the project was saved, but the most important thing I learned was that you...
Doug! Telephone!
Doug! Thank goodness I reached you. It turns out Mr. Computer had a little tummy ache. You weren't supposed to be a businessman at all.
Oh, we figured it out, Mr. Shellacky. I'm supposed to be an artist, right?
Even better.
You're going to be a guidance counselor, like me. Isn't that wonderful? Guidance, guidance.
Guidance, guidance. Hello, Douglas. Did you hear